The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
With me on the line from the Geelong Cricket Club now is Travis Agg. Travis, thanks for being with us again.
No worries, Mitch. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, first of all, before we get on to the weekend of results, you've got a luncheon coming up this Saturday, and it's a really good event, and it's on day one of the Geelong v Northcote game.
Correct, yeah. We've got our past players lunch, so we've just put a bit of a call out to all our past players and get them all in to, I guess, come and celebrate a bit of the history of the cricket club, and hopefully get a few of the guys to catch up and go over some old war stories and just sort of reconnect, I guess. That's probably the biggest part of it all.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. How do people RSVP or get a ticket to that?
Basically, just by going onto our Facebook page, you can see all the information you need there, and then you can just get in contact with the club and sort that out.
Fantastic. Well, talk us through the weekend of results.
It's probably a bit of a mixed bag, really. Like our first 11, that game was pretty much over when we were 3 for 5 week one, but scrapped around to try and restrict Fitzroy to a really big total, so that they, if they did choose to throw us back in and try and outright, we were in a position to be able to save that from happening, and that's pretty much what happened. We ended up, I think, 3 for 150 after Fitzroy declared 4 wickets down for about 260 or so like that. So in the end, not the greatest result for the first 11, but in the end it was, did pretty well to I guess just to hold off a bit of a collapse and not get in a position where you're under pressure for an outright. And then our second 11 had a really good run chase, chased down 260 runs with Gus Boyd making 94 and Jack Driver getting a good 50 at the end to steer the team across the line. And then our thirds had a good victory. They were only chasing 160 and everyone did pretty well there. And then our fourth 11, unfortunately, didn't quite get the job done, weren't able to chase a pretty small total. So, and then the big result for the club on the weekend was our female second 11. They played off in the 2020 grand final and did exceptionally well to bowl out the opposition for 70 runs, and then with a few wickets being shared around by the bowlers, and then they chased that down easily with 4 wickets being lost there. So the girls were really pumped with that, and they've been celebrating ever since.
Wonderful. Anything else to leave us with?
No, not really. Just it'd be great to see everyone get down to the club on the weekend, and hopefully see the boys get off to a good start against Northcote, as you said.
Good on you. Good luck. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
No worries. Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you. Travis Agg there from the Geelong Cricket Club.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.